The response to exams I've described represents a collapse in discipline. It represents the first major mistake law students make in addressing exams. I've identified three major mistakes law students make in taking exams, and some other pretty important ones. The first I call the attempt to comprehend the whole. Don't write this down. Refer to page 54 of your text. Stop. Continue. I want to reassure you that everything is presented in the primer. You can look up whatever remains unclear. I've taken the notes for you. Simply concentrate on understanding the concepts. What do I mean by the attempt to comprehend the whole? How come 10-15 seconds into that first hypothetical, heads pop up in confusion? 2 or 3 minutes later, you come to the end of the hypo and your mind is a blank. You've identified no issues, yet later, as depicted in diagram 3A, you come back and likely find a number of topics to discuss. I think what happens is this. What is it everyone would like to do in the first few minutes of an exam? Identify several issues, right? You'd like to go into a fact pattern and very quickly draw a one-to-one correspondence between some part of the facts and an aspect of the mass of legal knowledge pulsating in your brain. Consider portion B of diagram 3. Stop. Continue. You'd like to relate specific law to specific facts, make a few notes, have a comforting sense you have something relevant to discuss, a topic or issue. Such immediate recognition of topics, issues, would build confidence. The problem is there's an awful lot going on in most hypos. In the live program, I'm again pointing at my representation of all hypos, diagram 2. You start the exam, adrenaline is pumping, law is swirling in your brain. You plunge into the first hypo. Immediately something catches your eye. I make another small circle on the figure of diagram 2. It reminds you of a rule, a case. Problem is, you can't immediately make the connection between what you see in the facts and the relevant bit of the swirl of legal rules and principles in your brain. Because almost simultaneously, your eye drifts across the page and something else, relating to another aspect of the swirl of knowledge in your brain, catches your attention. I make another small circle. You continue to quickly scan the facts. Other items relating to bits and pieces of rules and principles and cases catch your eye. I make more circles, here, there, all over the figure of diagram 2. You're trying to make appropriate law-fact connections, but it's all jumbling together in your brain. Refer to diagram 4. Stop. Continue. This is my representation of the brain's attempt to sort out the possibilities of a hypo in the first few minutes of an exam. There's simply too much input, too many relationships. It all comes together in the middle of the brain, and it's kind of like a computer overloading. The brain goes zzzzip. The circuits are overwhelmed. Your mind registers a blank. That's why minutes into an exam, students often have the sense of, I don't see any issues. But later, given more time, a number of law-fact relationships come into focus. In the live program, I'm pointing to the one-to-one connections on diagram 3B. No lawyer well-versed in the subject area being tested could plunge into a hypo and immediately point out, your professor is looking for a discussion of this rule relating to these facts, this case relating to those facts, this relating to this, and so on. Even the professor who wrote the exam would be hard-pressed in the initial minutes to say, I'm looking for a discussion of this relating to this, this relating to this, this relating to this. Yet that's what everyone tries to do in the first few minutes of the exam. In effect, you try to immediately sort things out, to gain a sense of whether you can handle the exercise. And in so doing, you invite confusion. You invite the demoralizing sense, I don't see any issues, my mind is a blank. In attempting, in effect, to psych out the hypo, you psych yourself out. And what do you do to remedy this? You go on to the next hypo, and the next. You go through the entire exam in the first 10 to 15 minutes, trying in your mind's eye to map out the next 3 to 4 hours, and it can't be done. You've set yourself an impossible task, and in so doing, sown the seeds of defeat. No wonder 10 to 15 minutes into the exam, most law students are defeated. Whatever confidence they had going in has ebbed away. They're reduced to scribbling wildly. Rather than take control of the exam, they react defensively. This is what's meant by major mistake number 1, the attempt to comprehend the whole. trying to do too much too quickly.